Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's meditation. Please sit comfortably and close your eyes, allowing your body to settle in to wherever you're sitting. And let's begin with a few deep breaths, breathing into your stomach, feeling your belly expand. And as you exhale, releasing anything that doesn't concern you in this moment. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold. And exhale for 4 seconds. And let's do that again. If you like, as you inhale, perhaps go just a little bit deeper. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold. And exhale for 4 seconds. And once more. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold. And exhale for 4 seconds. Allowing your breath to find its natural rhythm. Simply observe your breath as it naturally flows in and naturally flows out. Today is part of our celebration of well-being in Law Week. Let's explore how meditation can help us achieve professional well-being by allowing us to focus on true and lasting success. What is true success? Muhammad Ali once said, "True success is reaching your potential without compromising your values." It's also been said that success is a natural symptom of doing what you love. And Helen Keller reminded us, your success lies within you. Since meditation allows us to look within ourselves without distraction, let's enhance our professional well-being by meditating for a moment on the meaning of true success. We begin by asking ourselves 4 soul questions. These 4 questions, suggested by Deepak Chopra, help us to get in touch with the true meaning of success for you. And don't worry about the answer. Don't expect anything to happen or force results. Simply ask yourself silently each of these soul questions and observe whatever answer comes up today in this moment. Any sensation, image, feeling, or thought. Whatever comes to you is okay. And if nothing comes to you, that is okay too. Who am I? Who am I? What do I want? What is my deepest desire? What do I want? What is my purpose? How can I best serve myself and others? What is my purpose? What am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? And from the vantage point of these four soul questions, if you like, bring to mind an important goal you want to accomplish in the next year or so. For those who are working or seeking work, perhaps focus on a professional goal, but it's okay to focus on some other goal too. Just become aware of an important goal for yourself, whether it's at work or an educational goal or a relationship goal or something personal. And be ambitious. Stretch yourself beyond your current reach. And now become aware of why this goal is important to you. Ensure that your goal aligns with your soul, with your higher self. Become aware of choosing a goal that is in harmony with your values and beliefs. Become aware of how achieving this goal will add value to your life. And now become aware of yourself going forward into the future. A few days, a week, a few weeks. Imagine yourself starting on the road toward achieving this goal to success. What decisions do you need to make toward this goal? What actions will you need to take? And how does it feel to be on the road to success? Imagine a year in the future. You have accomplished your goal. You have achieved success. How does it feel? Become aware of the process, sometimes difficult, of achieving true success. Look back on all of your hard work and effort, recalling again how your success aligns with your highest values. And now just rest easily for a moment. Resting in awareness. Resting in existence. Bringing your awareness back to your breath. Today, as you go about your day, have the intention to focus on true success aligned with your inner voice, remembering the words of Helen Keller, who said, "Your success lies within you." When you embrace true success, there are no limitations on what you can be or what you can do. Now, if you like, feel free to unmute your line and bring your palms together in front of your heart center. And let's chant together the Sanskrit word for being, Om. Inhale. Everyone.
Namaste.
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 Wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.